This week's Cotton Newsline is Six Cuts. All cuts are Mark Lane, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We hurt producers. When merchants were falling by the wayside, then there were merchants who went unpaid. It was chilling. That was just very scary. And you sensed it in meetings in 2008 and 2009, this chilling effect that had happened to the industry. Real concern about where would they be in a couple of years. I can't imagine anybody ever thought we'd see $2 cotton. I know that back in late 2009 and early 10, some of the merchants began to say they were seeing lots of things out there that gave them optimism about strong prices coming in 12 months. And they were right. It's been fantastic to see. It's one of those good news, bad news. Unfortunately, a lot of people focus on that $2 price. There's really not a lot of cotton trading at $2. Growers aren't seeing that. But growers are still seeing good prices. They sell good prices to contract their 2011 crop at. I'm just pleased for them.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Right now, growers could look at a 2012 and get something close to a dollar locked in. That's pretty good. Unfortunately for our growers, they are seeing some input price increases, but I think dollar cotton, you don't make as big a profit as you'd hoped it would have made, but you're still going to be able to look at cotton as being a profitable crop at that price.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The deficiency payments would kick in if the average farm price reported by USDA goes below about 66 cents. Obviously, this crop, they're saying right now, you know, the 2010 crop is averaging 80 cents. There wouldn't be any for 2010. Looking at futures price, you can't imagine that there would probably be any in 2011 or 2012 if those futures markets hold up. And I don't think growers expect to see any countercyclical payments made for the next several years. And the loan benefits kick in if the AWP, which is discovered off of that A index, if the AWP goes below 52 cents, then you get loan benefits. But the AWP is over $2. So I don't think there are any growers anticipating any marketing loan gains or countercyclical payments. Now, I do think growers will still use the loan because the loan acts as a short-term financial tool. Growers at harvest time can put their cotton under loan. They receive 52 cents, you know, adjusted for premiums and discounts from the government. When the cotton is redeemed to be shipped, it's redeemed at the full cost of the loan plus carry by the redeemer. At these values, there are no storage credits and there's no marketing loan gains when prices are like this. So it simply acts as a short-term cash flow tool to smooth out marketing.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
A lot of folks who want to criticize U.S. cotton industry, they pull out those numbers from back when the prices were horribly low. And they talk about subsidies to U.S. growers exceeding $3 billion a year. And in fact, back there in 2003 and 4, when we had large crops and low prices, there were large subsidies because there was marketing loan gain and a countercyclical payment. But today, in 2010, 2011, and probably 2012, the only payments that cotton producers will be receiving are the direct payments for cotton on an annual basis. That'll be about $525 million in direct payments. Compared to back in 2003 and 4, we netted about $3.3 billion in total subsidies. So it's a huge reduction, and direct payments are considered by the WTO is non-trade distorting. They made that very clear in the cotton case with Brazil. They said Brazil couldn't look at direct payments as being a trade distorting subsidy or causing injury to Brazil.
Cut 5, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I thought they'd find a few more acres out there than we did when we did our report, because from the period of, say, mid-January to early March, when USDA starts doing their work, cotton prices had strengthened relative to corn and soybeans, and so I fully anticipated they'd find a few more acres than we did. And I think that's the markets responded and saying it needs to tease out a few more acres. I think one of the things that may be confounding us is, from what I'm hearing in parts of the Mid-South and the Southeast where growers can also produce corn, is back in the early part of the year when corn prices looked pretty attractive, they had locked in some corn. And that may prevent them from perhaps planting as much cotton as maybe the market's trying to tease out, because they've already contracted for some corn acres. So I would suspect that in the June planting report, we'll see a few more acres than we had here in this end of March report. Certainly with these prices, if there's anybody out there who isn't committed, they're probably looking at cotton right now in the Mid-South and Southeast.
Cut 6. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
At the same time, I think that optimism is tempered a little bit, because everybody knows we are going to go through some tough times on budget and farm bill, and we're probably going to see some reductions in overall support for cotton. Hopefully, the legislators won't get too carried away with high prices and think they can overall make huge reductions in the safety net, because I'm convinced that markets go up and markets come down, and we'll need the safety net before the next 5 years.